today we are beginning a series of interviews through the folks at Lamoille County Mental Health. This is Mental Health Month, and so we coordinated for the next several Mondays, and actually I think there's a Wednesday involved too at the end of the month, involving folks from Lamoille County Mental Health. And with us this morning is Regina Dubyak, who is the co-director of the Mind Body Clinic, which is a relatively new program at Lamoille County Mental Health, and she's with us this morning. Good morning, Regina.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here this morning. So talk a little bit about the Mind Body Clinic. You said this is a relatively new program, right? Talk a little bit about what it is.
Well, the Mind Body Clinic is a relatively new program with Lamoille County Mental Health, and I think that the chief reason for developing the clinic is to make known, to popularize age-old wisdoms that now have scientific validation, ways that we can reduce stress and enhance well-being. We have a stress mechanism, and that stress mechanism has been a survival mechanism, and we all utilize it all the time. It's adaptive. It's something that is useful to us. It gets us to where we need to be and takes us out of dangerous situations. The problem with what's happening now in our society is that we are triggering the stress response all the time and creating chronic disease, whether it be headache or irritable bowel syndrome, insomnia, anxiety, depression, heart arrhythmia. And I think what we all need to know is that we have the power within ourselves to heal that. And it's not mumbo jumbo anymore. We have a scientific validation of these things. And by measurements of brain scans, by MRIs, by heat maps, we show that there are areas of the brain that respond to quiet, to stillness, to taking a pause, to taking a breath. And this has been termed the relaxation response, which is also a survival mechanism, which helps us heal, replenish, rejuvenate.
And of course, we all go through our different aspects of stress during our lives. I mean, there's no way around it. Now, the clinics that you're, the Mind Body Clinic that you said you just started, is that to deal with these types of stress related solutions, so to speak, or ways of alleviating stress?
Yes, that's exactly it. The first thing I think that we would like to do is to just educate people. And the first point of education is that we have within ourselves the ability to heal ourselves. One thing that most people are familiar with is the placebo response. And the placebo response is, well, if you do an experiment and you give some persons a sugar solution and other persons a medication, in many cases you'll find that the sugar solution is equal to the medication. So why is that? And conversely, there is a nocebo response, which we believe that because our parents were depressive, we must be depressive. Mm. Because our parents were alcoholic, we must be alcoholic. We talk ourselves into it. We are what we think. The mind has a great power over the mechanisms of the body. And so allowing people to understand that we have it within ourselves to reverse the course of disease, to reverse the course of anxiety, and then to teach those techniques.
Right. And of course, it's difficult when you're in a stressful situation. When you say one of the main ways to alleviate is just quiet, and sometimes when you're stressed out, it's difficult to get to that point, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's why you have practice. And the practice doesn't have to be like adding another thing to what you're already doing. I mean, so everyone who's listening right now, where are your feet? Feel your feet. And that already puts a pause, starting to feel your body, doing just a quick sense of yourself and how you're feeling, taking a breath. You know, I could ask everyone, take with me now, a long, thin, soft, easy inhalation and a long, thin, soft, easy exhalation. Allow yourself to breathe, intentionally breathe. That's part of what mindfulness is also, is being mindful of what's going on internally and externally, being aware moment by moment, intentionally being present.
Talk a little bit about the clinic again before we go. Now, these attended by folks in the community. I mean, how do folks get involved with the clinic?
Thank you for asking that. At present, the people who are involved are people who are associated with the with Lamoille County Mental Health Services. The staff are also involved, and we are opening the clinic for people in the community. Absolutely, yes. And to focus on things like just even anxiety or headaches, depression, pain. Pain is a huge one.
Now, folks want to find out more, because we're just about out of time, but folks want to find out more about the Mind-Body Clinic and other aspects of Lamoille County Mental Health, but most especially about the clinic, since that's what we've been talking about today. They contact you directly, or how do they go about finding out more about what we talked about today?
I think that they could contact me directly. They can also contact Dr. David Mooney, also at Lamoille County Mental Health. And yes, if you call our office, which is 888-5026, and either ask for me or ask for Dr. David Mooney.
Okay. You being Regina.
Me being Regina.
Regina Dovyak, actually, who is the co-leader of, or co-director of, the Mind-Body Clinic. In this interview series, we're continuing every Monday, except for the last Monday, because that's Memorial Day weekend. So we're going to do that one on Wednesday, the 28th, in recognition of Mental Health Month. Thanks, Regina, for coming in.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.